National Radio 1.
Please welcome Mr. Paddy McGuinness. Hello!
Hello!
Hello, Flower!
When you said comedy legend, they were looking over my shoulder. I thought,
it's, no, it's you!
Oh, it's me! That's nice.
Hello, how are you?
How are you?
Put some headphones on and you can hear our lovely voices.
Lovely. Hello. I've got you a gift here.
Have you?
Do you want to open it live on her?
Okay, yeah.
There you go.
Have you
you wrapped it as well?
Wow. Is this really for me?
It's for you, sir, yeah. I've got something for Colin and Edith, and I've got something for Vernon.
Okay.
Well,
oh, right.
Because they were on the DVD.
Yeah, thanks for asking us.
Yeah, well, we couldn't afford you.
Yeah.
And
I'd have done it for the love. Well, I'd have done my weight and my price down.
Well, you championed the cause, so I thought, I were out and about, I were in the big smoke, I thought, I'll treat him.
No.
Have a look, enjoy yourself.
Can I just ask? Is this wrapped by yourself?
Yeah, as you might have guessed.
It looks like man wrapping.
Yeah, no, yeah, it is, it's man wrapping.
Fellas can't rap like girls can.
No, I know.
I don't know why.
I rap like that, though.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, you're not a proper girl, though, are you?
What does that mean?
Is it a packed lunch?
Oh, of a fashion. Is that... No, listen.
What is it?
I've only used that twice. So, there's still plenty of miles left in it.
Okay.
Can we have a look?
Yeah.
Oh, well, do you know? I know what it is.
Do you?
I think.
Why?
Is it related to the fitness DVD?
Well,
of a fashion.
Kind of.
Is it something? Is it?
You might lose some weight.
Is it perhaps an object which would feature in there, possibly for the use of, it's a fitness apparatus.
Yeah, well, I like to think of it as that.
I'm sort of, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yes. I like to think. Why don't you get people phoning in?
Yeah,
well, yes.
81199, what do you think it is?
Okay.
Is it suitable for this time?
You might hold it in your hand.
Well, you're good.
He might be holding it in his hand later.
Yeah.
yeah. Nicky knacky no.
Okay, stretchy strokes.
It might stretch. I'll put it over here.
Yeah,
you
is
do
there
that.
A webcam in here?
Yeah,
oh,
two of them, sadly.
You're better off putting it over there, then.
So, is it, do we need batteries for it or anything?
No.
Just, it is what it
it's
is.
It's analog.
Propulsion, I think they
brilliant.
Call it.
All right, lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, this is very exciting.
It's nice, that, isn't it?
Thank you very much. Yeah. Do you know, I'm flat, and you've got one for Colin and Edith?
I've got Colin and Edith summit, and I've got Vernon a bit of summit.
Not the same ones,
no.
Though. Right,
no,
okay.
No, that'd be rude, no. Yeah,
well.
I've got them summit along the same lines.
Right. Okay.
Not the actual same present.
And did you buy them yourself?
Yes.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Cap on,
glasses, oh, so yeah.
Did you get recognised?
No, but what were mad were, after I bought them, I came out and I walk along, paparazzi. Luckily, never saw me coming out of the shop.
Yeah. Well, maybe they did.
Well, saw me coming in the shop as well.
Well.
So, Patrick Joseph McGuinness.
Yes.
Favourite colour, sky blue.
Yes.
I have all the information. Left school and was going to be a lab technician.
Yeah.
BTEC first diploma in science.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Oh, yes, yeah.
You had a great career ahead of you.
Well, do you know, I left school and I always, one of them type of lads, I lacked a bit of cash in the pocket.
Sure.
So I thought, I'll resit my GCSEs because I didn't do too good in them.
Right.
Then I did this diploma in science, realised it worked for me. The day I got my diploma, I ended up working on a building site. Never been in the labs or anything. And then from there, it just led on to loads of different jobs, and then, which led on to doing the old, comedy game.
Wow.
Yeah.
Comedy
nice.
Game.
The old comedy game.
What's the hand movement?
That is the international sign for comedy.
Right, I didn't know that.
Oh, you know you do.
It's very similar to cash in hand.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know how that
Me
works.
And Doddy.
So listen, I'm interested, because we met once before at the Soccer Six.
Yeah.
And, we got on very well.
Yeah.
And straight away, I warmed to you.
Yeah, I warmed to you as well.
Because you, within about 10 seconds, you went, are we going for a drink?
Exactly.
And I liked that, you know, no messing around, put to it.
Well, we've been kicking a ball, running about, we've got a bit of a thirst on.
Yeah, well, I was managing, but it's very thirsty work standing
Shouting,
there.
Shouting, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Shouting, what's offside? That kind of thing. So, no, but I want to know about you. Now, when did you start in the comedy? What's your route?
Yeah.
To stardom.
Well, the routine was, I was with Peter when he first set off and he were doing a little gig in Manchester.
Let me just pause for 1 second and just move the text messages around for you. See the top one?
Don't read any of them out.
That must be somebody who knows me. who was out last night in my little circle.
Well, that's kind of what they're implying, actually.
As you can see by the rapping, that was rap last night as well. after about 8 pints of Guinness and black.
What it is, Dave.
Brilliant.
That's what I've got.
I tell you.
But you know what? The look in Dave's eyes, they were like, well, I've already got one.
No, I haven't already got one, but I'm thinking, actually, that would be, you know, you could have as much fun with that as you could with your generic, you know, video games machine.
Can I just say as well, what I like about it, it says on the back, practical size, which is good.
Yeah. I like to think of it as the thinking man's PlayStation. as I was saying.
So as you were saying.
So Pete were doing this gig, and I were there with him, and he did about 10 minutes, and he said, I'm just going to get me money. And I said, how much do you get? He said, 40 quid. And I thought, £40? I weren't getting that in a shift at the time.
Right.
Going back over 10 years now. And that's sort of what got me interested in it, money.
Right.
And it just went from there, really, you know. And I did the services, I went back to work, and I did that Peter Kay thing, went back to work, did Phoenix Nights, I went back to work, didn't take it seriously. And it were only the second series of Phoenix Nights. Pete said, Luke, give it a whirl. Jack your job in.
So were you, but were you doing stand-up?
Yeah, well, I mean, stand-up wasn't something what I loved doing. It was purely a money thing.
Right.
That's what, you know, it wasn't the buzz of being on stage. Oh, I just love the buzz. You know, it's I love the money.
At what point did you meet Peter, then?
Well, me and Pete went to school together.
Okay, I'm
with you. Yeah. So, it just went from there, really. And I started doing stand-up here, there, and what have you, and enjoyed it. But like I say, not anything what I thought, I've got to do it. And it just builds up and builds up and builds up, and now I'm doing my national tour.
Oh!
As you know, the solo tour. First leg sold out, Chris.
Wow. That is brilliant.
And I'm on the second leg. I'm doing all the London dates on the second leg.
See? Look at that.
That's nice. I've got them with me. Got the dates with me.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well,
I was going to actually wrap them up and put them in there, you know, and then you go, what the hell? Oh! Bit of a surprise.
Yeah. Oh, well, it would have been, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly.
I'd be able to, hopefully I would have found them first.
Yeah. Please God.
The Dark Side of the Force, Paddy McGuinness's tour.
Yeah.
And, so you've done the first leg.
Yeah, I did the first leg before Christmas.
How was that for you?
It were nice. I did 30-odd nights and, you know, nice venues and all, big places, big theatres.
Proper pubs.
Proper pubs, yeah.
Yeah.
Brewer's Furs, they were.
Lovely.
And, they have Hungry Horses down here, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Oh, you get a do you know what? Hungry Horse? Have you seen? When you wipe the plate clean, there's actually a picture of your own heart to say that you're dead. It's over. Have you seen the size of the plates, though?
I haven't been. I don't do Hungry Horses.
What do you do?
Peckish
donkeys.
But they combine it with fitness, because they normally have climbing frames and stuff out the back of the pub area. There's like a fitness centre at the back.
Well, people think they're wacky warehouses, but really they're gyms for dads.
Mm.
Yeah, it's nice, that. So, anyhow, back to the tour. So, I did the first leg, and, you know, like I said, they all went, and it were nice, and I had a really good time, and we put the second leg on, and we've extended it now, and we're doing all these here southern dates.
Well,
Shepherd's Bush.
Well, you are, yeah. You're doing that in March, aren't you?
Yeah.
But you're doing lots of other. It's not all southern.
Oh, no, yeah. We're
Wigan and Leeds and
Scotland. Oh, I start off in Wigan.
You do? Oh, you start, actually, on my birthday.
Yeah. But they've both sold out them nights.
Oh, have they?
Yeah. The Monaco Ballrooms, Wigan. It's a nice ring.
That is beautiful.
Isn't it?
And do they do dancing there?
They do when I get there.
Well.
Yeah. They better do. Can I just say, I did Richard and Judy last night.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Not literally.
Right.
Yeah. And I walked in, Geordie Kids in makeup. Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, I didn't know you had one of them.
Oh, yes.
Geordie Kids in makeup.
Yeah.
I walked in, she turned around and she went, are you of Celebrity Big Brother as well? I nearly knocked her out on the spot. Yeah. That's not a gag, Chris.
Oh,
that's
no,
serious.
No, sorry. Yeah,
right under. Yeah. She's not of the real world, I don't think.
No.
But anyway, she's the face of DVLA, so fair play to her.
That's really random. I saw that last night. Did you see it?
Yeah.
You can get her face on your tax disc.
Why?
Yeah.
Because she's promoting
I don't know.
It.
Wow, Richard and Judy, who's on before me? A porn star. What's happened to Richard and Judy?
A porn star. It would have been a gift for you.
It was a man. It was a man porn star.
Right. Wow.
I know.
That's
madness.
That's wrong.
No, and I sat down.
What is madness? Suggs?
Yeah.
Is he doing that now?
Quick. It's it. You missed out there.
Yes.
Richard's opening gambit was, so, Paddy, have you ever thought of being a porn star? I thought, where's it gone wrong? Where's it? This, it, you know, what
but
can
you,
I say?
Well, you could do celebrity porn.
Do you know what? You've got the cogs whirring.
Well,
that is the way forward.
Do you know, like Celebrity Big Brother, and they do the Celebrity Jungles, you can do Celebrity Porn.
Yeah. Yeah. Dion Dublin would be good in that. Well, he's got a bit of a... I've read Ferguson's book.
Right.
I'm a Celebrity, get me in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oof. Oh.
In the house.
I'm with you. Yeah, I'm with you. I've got you. Right, so listen, the tour then. Wigan, Rochdale, Middleton, Newark, Kendal, Halifax.
They've got all the new dates here.
So have I, look.
You, my friend, have got your finger on the pulse.
Name me a date, Dave, from mid-February to the end of May. Come on,
April the 24th, my birthday.
April the 24th, well, the night before, you can see him at the Sunderland Empire on Sunday the 23rd.
Wow.
Oh, hey. When's your birthday?
29th of March.
29th of March. Well, I tell you what, are you in for a night at Doncaster Civic Theatre?
Oh!
Where you can see Paddy McGuinness.
Oh,
it's nice. When's your birthday?
August the 14th.
Right, you're
finished by then.
I've had it. All right. Yeah. Killed it, that.
You're doing the Bolton Reebok Stadium?
Yeah, and that, no one knows about that. You're the first person ever to say it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it was a surprise.
Is that the secret gig?
It's online, though.
The thing is,
have I ruined that? No,
you've not, because we have an Albert Halls in Bolton, but it's only about 700 people, so it sells out really quick. You put three nights, boom, 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 it just sells out. So I thought, I were out with Sam Allardyce one night, I'll just pick that name up.
As you do.
And we're having a drink, he went, why don't you do the Reebok? I thought, there's a novel idea. And we are. We're booked in. What day is it, Chris?
Saturday, the 8th of April, so it's a great night out.
Well, yeah, and all them folks in Bolton who think they can't get tickets now, that's going on sale.
How many does that hold, then?
I don't know. It's some... I don't know. I'm not a clue. No, it's not the stadium.
It's not, like, 20,000.
I'm not Coldplay.
Bolton Reebok Stadium. So are you in the middle of the pitch?
They've got a massive room there, about 3,000 people.
I thought you were on the pitch.
Near Mr. Wilkes.
That'll be next year's tour, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Do stadium tours.
Yeah, that's your Lee Evans's
Do you know, that's why I asked, because now, with the greatest respect to you, you play Doncaster, Leicester, Stockport, Cardiff, then the Bolton Reebok Stadium, and the next night you're at the Gala in Durham.
I know.
Which is the bingo place, right?
I know. It's madness. Is it the bingo place?
I don't know. This just says Durham Gala.
It's, when you're on tour, I mean, a lot of places you think about and you go, I did Grimsby, last year. And you think Grimsby, dull place, all that, and it were lovely.
Right.
But places you think might be nice.
Yep.
Knotty Ash.
Right.
I'm filming this programme at the minute for Sky. They said, well, what do you do a day in Knotty Ash? So you build up this Diddy Men image in your head and
sure.
Candy cane sticks, you know, instead of lampposts.
Right.
You're full of smackheads, Chris. Absolute. I've never been anywhere like that in my life. I thought, it's ruined it for me.
Well, what a disappointment.
Good morning to the residents of Knotty Ash.
Yeah, they won't be listening.
Yeah, no. No.
No.
They've got wireless.
Les Dennis is from Knotty Ash as well.
Is he really? Mm. Wow. There you go.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know what you mean by it.
No, I didn't know.
Case closed.
Well, listen, if you were... I suppose if people wanted to get a list of the dates, they could... Yeah. There must be a website where they could probably find all the information and all the tour dates.
I tell you what, this is good, isn't it?
What?
Funnily enough, there is.
What website is that?
It's www.patrickmcguinness.co.uk.
Now, are you into websites? Do you understand what they're all about? Like,
I have frequented a few. I don't think we can talk about it.
Right, but as in, you know, Will your server be able to handle everybody logging in at once? Because it might crash.
Oh, I guess it's had 1.5 million hits.
Patrick McGuinness. So Patrick McGuinness.
Oh, no.
Double N.
What?
Double N E double S.
I'm sorry.
Oh, we're going so well.
Patrick .com. Patrick.
.co.uk.
.co.uk.
Hey, look at that.
You're a master of self-promotion, you.
The Queen's English poster, tour poster, but the new dates aren't on there.
Who's that?
That's me.
That's been airbrushed, isn't it?
No.
Who's that fella in the poster?
What? This man's going to be big. Weight Watchers.
That doesn't look like you.
Fifth funniest comedian in the country. That's from the Daily Sport.
Brilliant.
I don't know who the other four are.
Seriously, is that you?
That's me, yeah. Why do you think it looks like that?
I don't think it looks anything like you.
Of course it is.
You know, you look like, oh my, who's the comic that used to do,
Like a young Des O'Connor.
Who used to do win, lose, or draw? Big fella.
I thought, Burt Reynolds is the man who did originally.
No.
No, he was.
No, I mean the...
Bob Mills.
You look like a thin Bob Mills. You look like
Give over.
You look like a thin Bob Mills.
No.
You do.
Oh, hey, come on. Play the game.
He was the one that did In Bed With My Dinner as well, wasn't he?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, he did. It's quite funny, that programme, actually.
It was very funny.
Yeah,
it was a good show.
Yeah, I used to love that.
Anyway, Bob, listen, good luck with the tour. And,
Thank you very much.
But you're staying for a bit. And we'll obviously,
yeah, I'll have another coffee. We'll have a bit of a laugh.
By the way, it's patrickmcguinness.co.uk.
Yeah.
Why not log on right now? Wherever you are listening in the world, why not log on and have a look and get some tour dates? And then, even if you're not living in the UK, why not fly over?
Book a hotel.
Yeah. Don't really get most of the acts, but then go home, you know, and... I don't know whether many Canadians will get it.
They'll get it. They all get it.
Yeah.
I use big screens on stage, you see. I thought the power of imagery sometimes works as well, so that's nice.
I'm looking forward to going to the show.
I hope you do. London Shepherds Bush Empire, that would be the one for you.
Well, I might go out of London. I might go out.
Yeah. I did Leeds City... Is it City Varieties?
Yeah.
And I got in touch with you. I never got a reply back. I thought, it's his own town.
You didn't get in touch.
I did.
You did? Well, how?
We sent an email in. See, I said we. That's like your management team. We.
All right.
Yeah, but no, come to one of these ones. It'll be, you know, you'll have a good night and we'll have a few drinky drews after.
Drinky drews?
Yeah, drinky drews. Well, drinky drunky drews.
If there's drinky drews on the scene, I'm going.
Yeah.
Right, listen, hang around.
Of course.
And we'll talk lots of other things. Wonderful. And I'm going to go and have a play with my present.
Yes. You're ready. The new music we trust. Radio 1.
Yeah. It's Kanye West, y'all. Radio 1, y'all. Paddy McGuinness in the place, y'all. Check it out. Yo, what's up, Paddy, my man?
Boston.
That's right.
It's my street.
Yeah. Yeah, baby. He's got his that fitness DVD all over the place in your face.
Do you know what you just reminded me of, though? What's your man called on Radio 1 who does the rap?
Westwood.
Yeah.
Where's the accent come from of his?
It comes from the street, man.
Yes, Tim Westwood here. Plus, put it down, boom, and all that. I'm like, what the hell? What streets are you from, my friend?
He's from the streets.
The streets of what? Leith, Surrey?
No, he's from the hood.
Is he?
Yeah.
What hood's that? Cambridgeshire?
He's from the...
More Norfolk.
All right. It's a belting voice, that, though, isn't it?
He's a big man.
Oh, he is a big man,
He's
a big man. I've not seen the British Pimp My Ride.
It's unique.
Yeah.
He's rumoured to be in the new Madonna video.
Is he?
Apparently. It's a rumour, though, I think.
Right.
Now, you work for the police force, but looking at this car, you should have been arrested.
Oh, it's brilliant. I wonder if he does his own scripts like that. And do you know what? I love his show, because I like all hip-hop and all that. I've always been into all that kind of music. But his voice really does amuse me. I'd love to meet him.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, she's like, Tim, come on in! Yeah, Tim, it's like, this is your life.
Hi, baby. Nice to meet you.
I'm just looking at the website. The numbers are going up.
Are they?
Yeah, paddymcguinness.co.uk. If you're sitting at your computer, maybe you just got to work, put the radio on, stick your computer on, and check out Paddy McGuinness's tour dates, and just generally have a look at the site. It's www.patrickmcguinness.co.uk.
It'll kill 20 minutes when you're at work, won't it?
We're almost at double figures. We've almost had 10 people logged on now. The power! The power of Radio 1.
It's scurry.
It is.
It's scurry.
It's scurry.
Well, your man out there, your web fella.
David Hoopdog.
Hoopdog.
Is that, or is it Hoopdog,
yeah.
Is
yeah.
it?
That's
your man out there, he said, there must be a lot of people logging on because it's taking a while to load up. I thought, here we go.
He doesn't talk like that.
He did in my mind.
Hey, but you know what? You should have seen, we were in New York recently, you should have seen him with the ladies.
Ooh, does he do a bit?
Oh, they're all over him.
Is he like you're thinking, man's George Hamilton?
He is, the women love him.
Frightening, isn't it?
Yeah. When we were in New York, there were women banging on his door till 3 o'clock in the morning. And eventually, he had to let them out.
Yeah.
BC. Right, should we...
I did shake his hand. He's got very soft hands, and women pick up on that.
Yeah, well, they're not workers' hands, are they? They're keyboard hands.
Yeah.
They're lovers' hands.
PatrickMcGuinness.co.uk. Now, shall we do some questions from our audience? Well, they'll introduce themselves. You choose whether or not you want to hear their question.
All right. Okay.
You don't have to. Yep. It's up to you.
All right.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Paddy. My name's Dave. I'm from Birmingham. I sell toy trains.
He sells what?
Toy trains.
We're going to open up an hornet's nest if we speak to him, I think.
Well,
go on then, Chris. We'll have a chat.
All right, then.
Paddy, have you got any news about the new series of Max and Paddy?
Is he on live?
No, he's on tape.
He's on tape.
Paddy, all right. Paddy, have you got any news about the new series of Max and
Paddy? Stephen Hawkins. No, not really.
No?
We just say things as they come, really.
Is there a new series? Is there going to be another series?
I've not a clue. You better get Pete on phone, Chris.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm on tour. Busy lad.
Okay, fair enough. All right, let's have another one.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Paddy. I'm Rosie from Stoke, and I work in the Wilbraham Arms pub in Stoke-on-Trent.
She's a mermaid. Get her on, Chris.
My question for Paddy is, don't you think John O'Shea looks like a less well-fed version of you?
You probably haven't heard that before, have you? The John O'Shea.
No, it was actually in the paper once that they called him Paddy in the dressing room. So, yeah, but I think he looks like a Slim Peter.
So I do.
Yeah. I think that little gnome thing you've got outside looks like Peter as well.
I think there are shots of Peter in his first DVD, the first stand-up DVD, where I think from the side or from the back he looks like me.
I'll have a look at that.
Yeah.
I'll have a look at that.
No, so take this image away with you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, you know, you're right.
Yeah, you have got a point. Yeah.
I think I'm a bit more athletic than he is. But I don't know what you're laughing at.
Yeah, no, he's quite a fit bloke, actually.
Really?
Yeah. No, he is, honestly.
No, okay.
I thought you were going to hit that drum roll and go, you know what? No, he is.
All right. Well, obviously with the DVD, with the fitness
nice
DVD.
Nice segue, though.
Well, yeah. In fact, here's another question.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Paddy. This is Big Goffy from Warsaw, and I'm a window fitter.
Not a chance.
Really?
Not a chance.
No, okay.
Off we go.
All right, then.
Hi, Paddy. Hi, Chris. My name's Andy. I work in air conditioning.
That's it?
He is a serial killer. We're definitely not having him.
No?
I'm sure he's not.
All right.
Hi, Chris. My name's Leon. I'm from Abbeville, and I work on the railways.
Oh, we've got to have the wacky one on, haven't we? Those wacky type of lads.
You might regret it.
Hi, Paddy. Can you do a great Ronnie Corbett impression for me, please?
Ronnie Corbett? Not Savile, innit?
Savile.
He used to do... the producer. No, I can't help it. I can't keep going. Now then, I've had a lesser off a man. It's Jimmy Savile.
And Nelson Mandela.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Do you know what I call Jimmy Savile?
Well, I don't...
Is it broadcastable?
Yeah, no, it is. The blonde triangle.
Right.
That's what his hair's like.
Okay.
Oh, good.
It's like a triangle.
I wasn't sure where that was going.
Yeah.
I've got to be honest.
Yeah.
Thank God you called him that.
Yeah.
And then Longman is our friend. Is that my mate? He runs a sandwich shop in Leeds.
Right, okay.
And he's got a question for you as well.
Right, okay.
All right.
Hey, Patrick, it's Longman from Longman Sandwiches. Hope you're well, pal. Patrick, I felt a bit of a twinge when I did Davina's workout video. Do you think any men might have pulled anything while watching yours, or do you think your warm-up routine were adequate?
It's funny, I agree with him with the Davina stuff, and I've had a twinge myself watching the Bev Callard workouts.
Did you research many fitness DVDs before you did your own?
Well, I used to work in a gym.
Really?
Know, I did, I used to work in a gym for about 4 years, so it was... I did a routine and we wrote all the stuff around it and whacked it out there, and luckily it sold all right.
It's selling very well.
Yeah.
It sold 23,000 copies in its first week, which is 50% more than your nearest rival. Outselling nice, Jordan and Kelly Holmes.
Kelly Holmes?
Yeah.
And she is fitness. She is Mrs. Fitness.
She ran fast.
She got five Olympic medals or something like that.
Isn't it five?
Oh, Steve Redgrave.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's got a few there, hasn't she?
Yeah, and she's a dame now. She's been knighted
or whatever. Four. Two.
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 What are you doing four for then, you pillock, Jack? Don't carry to say they're holding up two things and one and two things. That's four.
Four.
Well, that's two. Here, one. There you go.
Is that Jack?
That's Jack.
That's Jack there in the yellow.
No, that's Jack.
That's
Carrie.
Carrie, yeah.
Yeah, kid, stay away from her.
No, yeah.
Just, hey, she's radio family here.
Oh, shit.
Just watch yourself.
Okay.
Like our radio sister.
Yeah. Hang on a second.
Patrick, would you recommend Spam as part of a healthy diet and healthy lifestyle?
I'm telling you now, I love Spam.
Really?
I love Spam. And I think it's not put up there in the same respect, because everyone looks at ham as the king of meat.
Sure.
Spam.
Spam.
Spam's the crown prince.
Can I say that's going to be my new catchphrase now for this year? I love spam.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Do you like it? Grill it on toast. It's beautiful.
In Longman's shop, right? Yeah. He does spam with everything, doesn't he?
Yes.
He has about 6 or 7 different spam varieties.
Yeah, spam, the sales of spam are soaring because of Longman's passion for spam.
Yeah, no, I love it. I mean, if sometimes you pull up them little caravans at the side of the road, if they do a spam on toast, it's heaven. Beautiful.
You get yourself to Longman's.
I will do.
When you're back in Leeds on the tour.
Is he one of them where you go in and you have, like, black and white photos of celebrities who've been in from years
ago? No, the only thing he's got a little cork board with, like, the local window cleaner's card on and stuff like that. And he's got a photocopied picture of Barry Scott from the Silly Bang adverts.
Oh.
And Longman encourages all customers to touch his Barry.
Yeah.
To feel the,
To feel the silly.
The sincerity, yeah.
So, that's nice,
yeah.
But he describes himself as an artist and bread is his canvas.
Oh, hey, I like it.
You'd like it.
Like
he was on our team at the Soccer Six, actually.
Was he?
Yeah, he nearly chinned someone in the first game.
He almost knocked the fella from Razorlight out, didn't he, after about 30 seconds into the first game.
Now, you were just saying about people playing in teams who don't belong, though. You've got a man who owns a butty shop playing in a Radio 1 side.
Well, yep, but he's very good.
Is he?
Yeah, he's a good player.
I'll definitely pop into his place when I'm up.
He's just sent me a text saying, I made Patrick laugh, I like him.
Yeah.
But not like that.
No,
He saves that for Will Young.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to... Yeah, no, that's fine. I was going to ask another question, but I won't.
Okay.
That's all right.
You can if you like, huh?
Well, listen, good luck with the tour.
Thank you.
It's back on again in February.
Starts February, yeah.
At the Wigan Ballroom. The Monaco Ballroom.
You're going to start a tour. Starting in Monaco.
Well, why not? Sure. Yeah. I appreciate that.
No, it's nice.
And,
Chris, can I just say I have had an absolute lovely morning in here.
Well, bless you.
No, I have. I mean that.
And
I'm being sincere.
But don't sound surprised.
No, but, you know, when you're doing a lot of publicity stuff and you're touring and all that, it gets a bit same, but I've had
Colin
a good time.
Colin and Edith, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'll get them the present,
right?
But I don't have to actually physically speak to them. I can leave it with you.
Yeah.
No, I'm only joking. I bumped into Edith in Soho, actually, about...
Well, she wasn't in the same shop where you bought my present, was she?
No. It was actually in, like, a food type of place.
Whatever you call
she's
them.
She's lovely, isn't she?
She is gorgeous, Edith.
Yeah, she is. She's lovely. Really nice. They both are.
You were around hers on New Year's Eve, weren't you?
I was, yeah.
Were you?
Yeah, she was mental. She was on holiday in Tenerife.
Lovely
evening.
Left us the keys.
Honestly?
Yeah. No, she was there.
Oh, she was there?
No, she was there. She was hosting it.
You see, I have a little joke.
Oh, a little tease there, wouldn't you?
You got to love that Chubby Brown joke from 78. Oh, so I ran the next door neighbours last night, at them out of house and home, eating and drinking until 4 a.m. They'll go mental when they come back from Tenerife. That's the joke. Hey!
Interview
you can have that.
Thank you.
Use it in the talk.
Thank you. I will do.
What is your opener when you come out on stage?
Basically, it's people label you Phoenix Knights, Max and Paddy, right. And they label you with pizza. Hmm. And I open it up with, you know, don't come here expecting me sliding about on my knees talking about my nan dancing at a wedding. He talks about the wedding day, I talk about the honeymoon.
Right.
I think you know what I'm saying.
I've got
you. And then the show starts, Chris.
Yeah, lovely.
We go from there. A little bit tongue-in-cheek.
Well, that sounds like a show. Yeah. Long man sent me a text saying he wants tickets. He says that's his kind of show.
Yeah, well, he can have tickets if I can have spam.
Well, I'm sure we can
There's
sort that out.
Deal.
That's going to be not a problem.
Yeah.
So listen, when I'm back off the detox and you're next in London, we'll have a drinky-drinky Drew.
Drinky, dranky, Drew.
Drinky, dranky, Drew.
Yeah. Oh, I look forward to that.
Yeah, and you can pay.
Yeah.
Get your Willy Wally wallet out. And Spendy Wendy your money.
Nicky knocky night out.
Right. Yeah. That stringy wingy wingy fella.
Stringy, stringy, string.
Patrick McGinnis, ladies and gentlemen. Right. See this link, Dave.
Hello.
How are you going to get to today's from yesterday's from the Ice Ice Baby?
Ice Ice Baby was released in the year 19...